All right, this is volume number volume 7, number 5. And the title of today is What Needs Done. I'm Mrs. Sojourner, and our scripture today is 2 Timothy 4, 1-8, and Proverbs 3, 5-8. I'll start with the 2 Timothy scripture. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in the view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and will turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. And the scripture in Proverbs is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Let's say, you know, what if someone asks, you know, what do I do if God tells me to accomplish something that I'm not gifted to do? Well, my recommendation is, do what God wants you to do. Before you start sputtering at me on how impossible that is, consider what, as believers, one of our main purposes in life is: to glorify God. If God asks you to do something seemingly impossible, obey his call and rejoice in the glory he's going to get at your victory. God has the glorious way of being able to enter into any circumstance and turn it to the good. So please consider that the way he is entering into the challenge that you may face is to give you the ability to do what is needed. So many times I've heard the sojourner say that God is more interested in a person's availability than in their ability. And, you know, there's someone that, there was a TV doctor that I've heard the sojourner quote too. So often the doctor walks into the room and someone says, who do you think you are? And the doctor just very plainly looks at him and says, who do I have to be? And really, we need to be like that too, because if God has asked us to do something, he's going to give us everything we need to do it. So who do we have to be? We have to be the person who he's calling us to be at that moment. We just need to be available to do whatever it is he's asking us to do. And if we're available to him, the Holy Spirit will work through us in ways that only God can conceive. You know, Paul instructed Timothy, be prepared in season and out of season. How, some may ask, do we do that? How do we be prepared? How do we be, especially be prepared to do something that we can't do? Well, we simply trust God and we step by step do what he tells us to do. We know that if God asks us to do something that's seemingly impossible to us, ask him how. Just ask him how, and he, step by step, he will tell you what to do. He may not tell you everything at once, but if he tells you one thing, go do it. And then he'll tell you the next thing. And it just like Gideon. Gideon did not know how to command an army. But he just step by step did what God told him. And he had the victory. Now, understanding that we all have things we do well. We all have things that, well, we don't do well. We just don't. And so, let's remember that God, He can and does everything well. And He is trustworthy. He would not ask us to do something that He won't, that He did not give us the provision to carry out. We may not see the provision immediately, but He has provided it. And provision is more than just money. Provision can be, let's say someone stops and just stops and has a conversation with you, and you don't understand why on earth they are telling you about this construction method, but they are, and you're being nice and smile, and well, it's good to see them anyway, so they go on their way, and you still wonder why on earth they're telling you this. But in a week or so, when your employer tells you you're going to be ahead of the committee that's in charge of building the new building, you then know why God had that person tell you about the construction method, because that is exactly what's needed. God provides things. You may not understand at the time what He's providing it for, but there it is. At the right time, you'll see it. But also you need to be aware of it. You know, when He has you do something that seems impossible, you need to look around and say, okay, what is in my house? What has He shown me? Or what has someone told me that can help in this situation? Now, also trusting... We also need to be, keep in mind that trusting God does not mean we can just sit back and twiddle our thumbs. When God has us do something like this, be prepared to work. Be prepared to work hard. Because, just as Ecclesiastes says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. He'll put something ahead, something right there, you'll go do it. Then He'll give you something else. And just at first you may feel like nothing's really getting done. How can you really do this? But step by step, and then you'll look back and see, well, goodness, we've really made progress. So whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. If what's needed is a choir director and you can't sing or read music, but you're the only person available, first of all, don't panic. Then pray for guidance. If no maestros show up, all is not lost. Maybe a flyer will come in your mail for a music class, or you'll run across a book that instructs you where to start. Just start there and go from there. And yes, the hard work may be ahead of you, but with obedient trust, you will see that God will give you everything you need for the task. And you just need to step out. Just like Gideon did, he stepped out. Gideon did some, got some confirmations, which, you do need to, make sure what you're hearing is God, it's scriptural, and so get the confirmations, that's good. But then step out. Just step out in faith. God is with you every step of the way. And you may be surprised at the hidden gifts that God is pulling out of you in the process. I met someone the other week that was, let's just say his personality was somewhat monotone, and some other people told me that it used to be that he would just sit and you'd never hear him speak. He'd never talk to anybody. He was just a very, very quiet person. And yeah, that was what his personality was. But God called him to evangelize. And he knew it was God. And so he just started. He prayed, he asked God for guidance, and he just started talking to people. And would you believe it's been several years since he started doing this, and he has led more people to the Lord. You would be amazed at the stories. He doesn't shake anymore. It is part of his life now. And now people who meet him now think, well, isn't this the way he's always been? God pulled that gift out of him. He had no idea it was even there, and God just pulled that gift out of him. And there he is. He is doing exactly what God called him to. And it is all down to a matter of trust and obedience. When God says, I want you to do this, and you're ready to go, but not me, it's a matter of obedience. God would never ask you to do something he didn't give you the provision for. And all we have to do is do it. And it will be... Well, think of it this way, too, that, you know, if someone with all the capabilities for it did it, you know, most people would be saying, oh, didn't they do such a great job? Well, if someone with no capabilities for it goes and does just a wonderful job at it, well, everyone's going to say, well, it had to be God. It just had to be God. Look at what God did through them and in them, and... They're just even just a greater person for it. It had to be God. And so next time, you know, he asks you to do something, and you're going, but who am I? How could I do it? Well, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. I mean, it says in the Word. You're a believer, so that's who you are. You're his righteousness, so you can do anything God asks you to do. If it means you need to start, you know, evangelizing more and you're a quiet person, well, if that's what he's telling you to do, I would go do it. And if it means, you know, any number of things. But God has given you everything you can need. Everything you need. So, let's go do it. And that's the message for today.